The following message is brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. To learn more about the Ezra Institute's mission to advance the Lordship of Christ, please visit www.ezrainstitute.ca.
Joe, you've recently written a book. It's a short book, Gospel Witness, Extending and Defending the Kingdom of God. And this is a book about where you set up and critique and sort of comment on some of the prevailing opposing worldviews against the Christian worldview in our time. And you also have an extensive section for Christians on, you know, how do we respond to some of these unique challenges, you know, in love with the fullness of the gospel. Would you just tell us more about what you were trying to accomplish with this book?
Yes, so Gospel Witness is volume 2 in the Cornerstone series. First one was Gospel Culture, Living in God's Kingdom. And volume 2 seeks to develop the themes of volume 1 and talk about how we begin to understand not simply the culture-transforming message of the gospel from the Christian perspective, but how other gospels, other views of reality, seek to shape and inform our cultural environment. And I particularly look at secularism and paganism, the resurgent pagan worldview, and Islam as sort of the three dominant religious forces that we see in the West today. And so to begin with, I talk about some of the foundations for Christian apologetics. I unpack the idea of worldview. I talk about the nature of the human person, the human heart, and how worldviews operate and shape us. Then I go on to talk a little bit about the spiritual conflict we're actually involved with as we witness to the truth of the gospel, that behind arguments, behind philosophies, behind many of the cultural challenges we're facing are actually spiritual forces and powers. We mustn't forget that it's not just an intellectual struggle, it's not just a battle of ideas, it's a battle of spiritual powers that's taking place all around us. And then I go on to seek to respectfully critique and expose the inadequacy, the failure of these three primarily dominant or competing worldviews in the culture. So, yes, defending and extending the kingdom, you know, the defense of the gospel, and how, as we witness, we are extending that kingdom life and therefore the gospel of Christ and the culture of Christ to others.
Right, right. So it's not just a question of, you know, this is an argument to be won or an obstacle to be overcome. You know, you're saying, you know, there are people behind,
yes,
these, made in God's image, who we are actually trying to,
yeah,
to affect here.
It's easy to forget that we participate in the sin of the human race, that we are in Adam. Now we are also, as believers, we are now in Christ, but we haven't ceased to be sons of Adam, and Romans 7 is clear about the battle that still goes on. And so, yes, we don't want to set all of this up as a sort of us and them. We recognize the antithesis religiously, but this is not a battle against flesh and blood, Paul says. So it is easy in apologetics and polemics to take an attitude and a posture that is wrong and arrogant and presumptuous and fails to treat people as God's image bearers, tragically dragged down by sin, and as we once were.
Right.
And so we participate in their sin, and we partake in the sin of our culture and of our nation. And so it's remembering that we are, you know, I think it was Spurgeon who said, there's one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. We're recipients of grace, and we have something wonderful to offer our neighbor, our friend, our colleague, and it's the glory of the gospel in Jesus Christ. And so remembering that we're dealing with people's hearts, we're dealing with people, we're not simply dealing with abstract arguments, and we are battling the spiritual forces that lie behind those ideas.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Please feel free to share it with friends, but do not charge for or alter the material in any way without the express written consent of the EICC. Thank you.